trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
The People's Podcast. The Hub Show.
All right, Jay Hi, Charmer, Grisette, the DJ Busy. We are here. We are waiting for a birthday boy. He's not here yet, though. Chris Canfield should be here soon. But anyway, we are kicking off 2020. First Hub Show podcast of 2020. And we're all flipping through our phones here trying to find out what the top songs for 2019 were. But Busy, you were in the mix?
So, yeah, well, I got the Billboard
for sure.
Top 100.
Yeah.
So I think we'll go through the top 20, maybe.
Yeah, I mean,
because you know,
yeah.
There's some good
just
songs.
Just like number one,
from
Billie
21
Eilish.
To 100, but
yeah, Billie
but
Eilish. I'm reading. She was the number one song.
So she was the number one song of the year.
Of the year,
the bad guy.
Now let me ask you a question, yeah, Billie.
But jump to 20 and come down.
But can you smart me up a little bit first of all?
Hmm.
How does Billboard, this day and age, dictate? Is it because of downloads or? Is it what is it? What dictates who's
is
number
it radio
one?
I would
play?
Say that it's
because you know.
I mean, this isn't
you're not
a,
buying CDs or singles anymore.
Educated guess,
yeah.
But it is a
must be a mixture Spotify
of
and iHeart,
Spotify and, downloads,
yeah.
And also
I'm gonna Google it.
And also,
and this is Billie know. Eilish, "Bad Guy." This was the number one song, but we'll come back to it for 2019.
Yeah, Bill, she had a huge year. She killed it this year.
She's only 17 years old.
She is young and amazing.
She's the first artist born after in the 2000s with a number one hit. I read that.
I like
cool.
her style. Her style is really cool.
I saw an interview
cool
with her
so you
start
on
Jimmy Fallon where she was talking about making this album and how if she had all these different people in a room,
yeah.
She wanted to make a song for each individual type of person. Which I thought was pretty cool. Because if you do listen to the album, it is very eclectic.
It is pretty cool.
But it's still within her style, which is awesome.
For sure.
Hot 100 is ranked by radio airplay audience impressions as measured by Nielsen BDS. Sales data compiled by Nielsen SoundScan. Interesting.
Nielsen SoundScan?
Mm-hmm.
Which they used
and,
to be. But
wait,
it may
and
be
streaming
the
activity
streaming
provided
activity.
By online music sources.
That's got to be it.
Yeah.
It's got to be
what's
like
a combination.
Like a Rotten Tomato score
everything
type of
those,
thing.
Every one she mentioned there
yeah.
has a percentage, I'm sure.
Something you know, like
yeah.
that.
Of relevance.
Yeah.
Several components.
So you want to start from 20? What do you got?
I think 20 is a good number to start
what
at.
What do you got?
So at 20, we have Mustard and Migos, Pure Water. That was a club banger.
You played this.
I played this track
These 20
a lot,
tracks that
yeah.
you're finding, though, you recognize them? Busy?
I mean, we're going to have to go down through. I mean, some of these, no. At 19 sits Kacey Musgraves, Rainbow.
This is a bit of... Here, I'm playing a bit of this. This is Pure Water.
Here we go. Pure Water, Mustard and Amigos.
You play this a lot?
Yeah, this got a lot of rotation.
Okay.
Yeah, this was a big record for them. I mean, Mustard killed it with this on the production. And, you know, the Migos are doing their thing.
All right, who you got now? Number 19.
19, yeah, I don't really know. I don't really know that song. Kacey Musgraves, Rainbow. So that's at 19. At 18, we have Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes.
Well, hang
Senorita.
On, let's back up. 19 is Rainbow, Kacey Musgraves.
Oh, we're gonna play every song.
I'm gonna play every song, but let's play a snippet and see what we can.
Okay.
Maybe you recognize it. You know,
I think it's a ballad.
I vaguely recommend. Recommend.
Yeah, it's called Rainbow. So yeah, it makes sense. All right.
Okay, next. I'm sure someone had a broken heart and that helped them out.
I'm sure.
So at 18, we had Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes, Senorita. I think I remember this track. I think I gave this some spins on radio.
This came up a lot when I searched
her name.
Here we go.
I remember the JT version.
Yeah, I was watching this last night preparing for this show. Now, of course, Busy, you probably got some club mixes of this.
Sure, yeah, I got an EDM version of this.
Yeah,
for
the BPM's
sure.
all pumped up.
Yeah.
Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello, Senorita.
It's cool. It's vibey.
Yeah.
It's laid
you can
back.
See that.
It's chill.
Yeah.
I can definitely see how they remix it up, too. So.
Right, yeah.
Right.
At 17, we have Halsey.
Halsey?
I dig Halsey.
Yeah.
Halsey. I like her music.
Housey?
There's been a few songs I weren't, you know, 100% keen on, but for the most part, I dig her overall. Like, she's very raw.
Spell Halsey.
H-A-L-S-E-Y. The song is Nightmare. At sitting at 17.
She's very autobiographical.
According to Billboard.
Which I think is pretty cool. Yeah.
Here we go.
That's cool.
Here we go. All right. This is Halsey, Nightmare. So,
I like her hair and braids.
You like that? This is the video, so let's pump it up.
Oh, she's pink. This is
basically,
this is Pink remade.
Yeah.
I see.
You gotta change the vowel. You can't call it punk.
Pink. Ooh, she spit right on the camera there.
Yeah, she is pink, isn't she?
She is pink. That is pink. I mean, there's
brunette hair. Yeah.
She's pink with brunette hair. Okay.
All right. Okay, well, what do you think? Charming. What's you recognize anything going on here?
I don't think I've heard this song. Just some of her stuff from earlier
in the year. Maybe, right? That's good
stuff. Oh, actually, I think this is on the same album.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, I dig her.
Where are we sitting at 16, Charmin?
Oh, it's Billie Eilish. Bury a Friend. That was a good choice. That whole album.
Go. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. So she had a good year.
She did.
How many hits did she have this year? 2, 3? I know she has a number one hit, which we'll come back to. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you want? Charmy lip syncing it, so she knows what's up. That's cool. I can dig it. Yeah, man.
Video's cool too. It's very like strobe-y and it's kind of like a horror film going on. It's cool.
Yeah, right?
I dig it. I like this.
Yeah.
I actually want to stay on it, but we can't.
Yeah, we can't stay on too long.
We all just got mesmerized. But no, like, I always like premiere artists, like, you know, if I can listen to the whole album the whole way through. And not even, you know, notice that I'm not even want to skip through a track, then I'm like automatically hooked, obviously. Right. But, you know, I like to take a long drive, and this is an album for me that did that.
Nice.
Yeah.
I can see that for sure. Okay.
Number 15.
Number 15. What do we got, Charmy?
I don't know how to say that.
Spell
Haim?
I think you're correct.
H-A-I-M? Summer Girl?
Summer Girl. I don't remember this song. So that's Discover It Together.
What does Haim stand for?
Haim is that group. They did a...
like an abbreviation.
Their song, yeah. No, their song... Target used their song in a commercial a couple years ago. I'll play it. You'll remember it.
I like these drums, but where do we go from here?
Right. It's all about the vocals this time, right?
Pronounced Haim.
Haim. Right. That's right.
Group from LA. LA on the mind, I can't breathe. There when I close my eyes, so hard to reach. Your smile's turning into crying, it's the same release. And you always know.
Yeah, they had a hit a couple years ago. Target commercial. It's a Target song.
I really have another song on the countdown too we're going to run into.
Really dig the resurgence of the saxophone in recent years.
Yeah, you're into that?
Just the you're into
horn blowing?
Of, yes. Bringing the brass back, you know?
You like that?
Just,
I do.
It's different, like intermixing the jazz in there, you know?
It's very Suzanne Vega.
Yeah, there you go.
Tom's Dinerish.
Yeah. I'm curious if this video takes us to them being naked at the end, but we don't have time to watch the whole video.
We don't.
So, anyway.
Is it laundry day?
They continuously.
I guess that would be this would be the opposite of laundry day. They're making
on.
It laundry day.
And then they're distracted by the horn blower.
Yeah, they're like, wow, resurgence of the saxophone. This is amazing.
All right, where are we going at? At number 14, we have my boy Tyler, the Creator.
Oh.
Hang on a second. First of all, Haim, just to bring it back.
Yeah.
This was the video, this was the song that was used back in 2012 on a Target commercial.
commercials will boost your.
Oh yeah.
Boost your.
I've discovered a lot of nice music
your
from
popularity
from
for sure.
Commercials.
Wasn't there a song a couple years ago that Apple was using the commercial? The chick was counting 1, 2, 3, 4, and she had a big hit off of that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know who she is though. Anyway, that was the target. That was Haim from like 7 years ago.
From Los Angeles.
There you go.
Haim. Now we know.
Haim. Haim. Right, number 14, what do you got?
Oh, we have Tyler the Creator.
Earthquake.
Yeah.
Tyler the Creator, Earthquake.
Yeah, Earthquake.
Earthquake. Excuse me.
E A R F.
Okay, hang on.
Quake.
There it is, Earthquake. All right. At least he got the Quake part right.
So I've been on stage with this guy before.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's wild. And
yeah,
his crew
he's always
is
super,
extra wild.
Super, super different.
This guy, his bass player, jumped off a like scaffolding onto a table, onto his back, and broke. It was insane. And then they were barbecuing on stage with coal, like a coal, not coal, but charcoal.
Charcoal.
And then he kicked that over, and it like went everywhere, and almost went into the crowd. I was like, oh man, these kids are wild. And at that moment, I just closed my computer and like
lawsuit
over here with my computer and hold on to my own stuff. If they trash the turntables, we'll figure it out.
This music video,
they did not.
Did you bump this a lot this year?
No.
Not ringing the bell.
It's got zero spins from me. It's too melodic and chill and slow. Yeah. Not getting any club play.
I got you.
It's cool. It's a cool chill out song. I'd sit around and
ambiance, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Earthquake with an F. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay. Number 13, another personal friend of mine, Maggie Rogers, sitting at 13 with Light On.
I actually really liked this song.
Maggie Rogers, Light On.
Super talented woman.
Yeah.
I heard this.
She had a live concert on NPR, too, that I tuned into.
Maggie Rogers. Charmin's lip syncing again. I like this.
Good.
Sit down, Charmin.
This is a great... I'm at a Maggie Rogers concert right now.
Are you right now?
Yes. Yeah. Where's my lighter?
There we go.
Yeah, I have yet to hear anything from her that I have not enjoyed.
How long have you been listening to her?
I was just introduced to her this past year.
Yeah?
Like, yeah. Probably last spring.
Okay. Fucking A. What do you think there, Biz?
It's a good song. It's chill. Yeah,
does what she's supposed to do, right?
Yeah, this is her thing. She's...
Now, these songs went to number one this year or close to it, top 10-ish?
If they're on the top 20 on Billboard, they were definitely number one
or
at
two,
one point,
yeah.
Is what I would assume.
I gotcha. Who's next? Number 13, right?
No, we're going to number 12.
Number 12.
She was sitting at 13.
Okay.
DaBaby, Suge.
Now, he had a huge year. He broke out, and he kind of came out of left field, like out of nowhere, just took over the whole hip-hop scene.
Okay.
I would say of all the artists that have come out in the past couple of years, this guy is the most like interesting to me. Like, my old school heads will go to his concert and be like, "Yo, he put on a good show. Like, it was entertaining. They like what he does. You know, he comes up with clever lyrics. His beat selection's unique. It comes up with bangers.
And he has a sex tape.
Hey, look who's here! Chris Canfield's in the house.
Happy birthday, Chris Canfield.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going.
Yeah, it's going. That's
yeah.
going all right.
You all right, man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just another year older.
You sweating? Did you run to get in here?
He kind of reminds me of Busta Rhymes. Like, this video reminds me of, like, a Busta Rhymes
very
video.
Animated, yeah. Yeah. And energetic. In that,
yeah. Even his flow is a little, like, inspired, it feels like.
Where's he from? You know?
I actually do not know where DaBaby is from.
Let's find out.
Charming.
From the womb.
I'm the fact checker.
Charming is our fact checker.
Oh, no. He was just arrested 47 hours ago.
Really?
For what?
I don't know. In Miami, and that's all we need to know is because it's Miami and that's...
Yikes.
Wow. It's a robbery investigation.
I saw he was trending on Pornhub the other day.
Trending on
Pornhub?
Yeah,
he's from...
What is going on?
He's from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Wow. Interesting. That's super cool.
Yeah.
All right, who we got? Number 11?
We're going to number 11. Who you got, Charming?
Oh, yeah.
I bet you like this one.
Lana Del Rey, the greatest.
Who is it?
Partial.
What's the name?
Lana Del Rey, the greatest. This was a huge record for her, which also I feel like kind of got her into the club space a little bit. Isn't this the track that has like a rhythm beat to it? It's like kind of like a island vibe.
I'm gonna have to hear it again.
Yeah. What's the name of the song? Young and Beautiful.
The Greatest.
The Greatest.
Let me see something. All right, Lana Del Rey. And there we go. Here she is. Oh, yeah, I heard this album name, Norman fucking Rockwell, with exclamation point at the end. Yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Let's forward it a bit. Let's get some lyrics going.
This is not what I thought it was. Again, this is a ballad. This is a ballad.
Is there a club version of this?
I just thought it was a different song, I'll be completely honest.
I'm sure somebody.
One review says the whole thing feels and sounds like a dream, but it's only as surreal as the world we're living in. So I think that pretty much summarizes what we're hearing right now. Yes.
Yeah, no percussion. Oh, never mind. I take that back. Spoke too soon. Nice guitar. Well, we're all getting sucked into this song here, man. Hey, you missed it, Chris. Charming was lip syncing some songs, having a good time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was at Busy
had
these
to make her sit.
You've been on the top 20.
She's rocking out. We're at number 10 coming up, right?
We are at number 10.
One album.
Lana Del Rey,
lifetime.
The Greatest.
That's it.
You will.
Okay. And this No, I joined late, so this is the.
This is the what Billboard 100 says Billboard is the top 20 songs of 2019.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we're at number 10 now. We're halfway down the chart.
Number 10 is no surprise. Taylor Swift. With Cruel Summer. You expect Taylor Swift to be in the top 20, right?
I suppose so.
Yeah. I love Taylor Swift. I don't even care.
You love Taylor Swift?
I don't think we're going to see many surprises here.
Have you liked it from the beginning?
Yeah, even like when she was like super early, kind of more on the countryside.
Yeah.
It was still different than anything that we had really heard.
Not a big fan of that time frame, but when she came out with Shake, I do actually like that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like she's just, unapologetically herself, and I dig that.
Yeah, I can dig that.
What happened recently with her?
What is her deal with like not wanting streaming services?
She couldn't perform her songs for a minute there because
there's some story.
She lost the rights to them or something.
What?
Then she got them back. Yeah, it was like literally a couple weeks ago.
I don't know. I don't know.
Is it Motown all over again with streaming services? Is that what's happening?
I don't know if they'll do with streaming, but whoever has the rights to her music wasn't letting her perform them at her own shows.
Yeah,
they worked it out though, but for a minute there she couldn't sing anything. Yeah.
But she does have beef with like iTunes and stuff like that.
She
all
does.
The time. Like you can't.
Okay.
I don't think you can get her music on iMusic.
This
or
says
whatever.
Taylor Swift battling record label for rights to perform her earlier music at the AMAs.
That's what it was.
In July, Swift called it her worst case scenario upon learning that her music catalog had been sold to a company owned by Braun. Braun's Ithaca Holdings acquired Big Machine Label Group from founder Borchetta in late June.
Braun, like the.
That's awful.
Like the paper towel company?
No, that's Brawny.
Oh, okay.
This is Braun.
That's a big lumberjack had all her music.
He's Bounty, the quicker picker up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, good for her for standing up for herself.
There she is, Taylor Swift.
There she is.
That's number 10. Who's number 9?
Ariana Grande is how supposedly you're supposed to pronounce that. Supposedly it's Grande. That's how you're supposed to pronounce it. That's what she said.
Supposed to pronounce the E?
Grande.
I'm calling her Grande.
Everybody calls her Grande.
That's what I'm calling
and
her.
And as my DM would say, have an Ariana Grande.
Is Seven Rings the song?
which one's the song?
Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored.
Oh, I like Seven Rings better.
Oh, maybe you'll get to see it later.
Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. This is Ariana Grande. All right. I'm going to jump to the video on. Is Vivo still a thing?
Those are high quality.
Yeah,
videos.
I used to have Vivo, the app on my.
Vivo
Apple
was
TV.
The MTV of the internet.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden the app just went under on my Apple TV. I don't have it anymore. You can't even download it.
Apple got proprietary, maybe.
Busy. You
well, oh, because Vivo is through YouTube, which is owned by Google.
Yeah.
And Apple is weird about Google.
Oh.
And Facebook is weird about YouTube. All these companies aren't jiving together.
So the TV or the app, the Vivo thing, was probably... I was watching it before the YouTube.
I think YouTube was trying to separate the music videos from the other content and give it its own outlet, its own distribution. And I don't know. I just can't do it.
She is a smoke show.
Yeah. That guy off of SNL.
Yeah, and she licks donuts. It's all good.
Isn't she a former Disney child, right?
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah.
So Busy, you've been doing the music thing for so long. You've been listening to her since she came up. I mean,
from out the gate.
You like her stuff?
I do. I do like her stuff.
She came out as a special guest at Coachella.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Did she point at you, Chris?
She came out and sang one song.
Can't feel. There we go. Ariana Grande. Grandy.
She says it's Grandy.
Okay. Break up with your girlfriend. That's number nine. So what's number eight?
Number eight is super surprising to me, but it's one of my favorite, like a newer age band.
Yeah.
It's Vampire Weekend with Harmony Hall.
I do like that band.
I love Vampire Weekend. I want to see them live so bad. If you guys could
dreams do come true,
make that happen.
If
they come to DC, we all go together or something.
That would be
super fun.
Yeah.
Sure. It's a Vampire Weekend with Harmony Hall. Is the name of the song Harmony Hall?
Yeah.
We took a vow in summertime. Now we find ourselves in late December.
Yes. Wait, I'm trying to watch Charming. See if she knows the words.
I don't.
No.
Watch this one. The perfect time for their great
surrender. That's a very intriguing video. What is that snake going to do with that egg?
Well, he's making eggs.
Oh,
he cracked the egg into a bowl.
He just has a pet snake in his kitchen.
Maybe he's going to cook the snake?
Just making breakfast with my snake.
Eggs and snaking, yo.
Oh, my God. Eggs and snaking.
You can't put kiwi and eggs together.
You could.
Sounds disgusting.
If you put your mind to it.
So Busy, you big on them?
I am big on Vampire Weekend. This song, to me,
isn't their best.
It's all right. But, I mean, I think there's much better.
Well, they got to the number eight on the Billboard Top 20.
I agree. That's why I said it was surprising.
In June, guys.
Oh.
Yes, it's like the Billboard charts. They're more about the melodic music than the turn-up stuff this year, huh?
Yeah, I see that, right?
Yeah.
Into their feelings more.
Yeah.
2019.
Feelings.
In your feelings 2019.
So they're going to be in Pittsburgh in June, right?
Yeah, June 3rd.
Maybe we do that.
Yeah.
Maybe we
do a little group
that.
Outing.
That's
little,
right.
Little,
field trip.
A little hub show.
Hub show field trip.
Does it say what the venue is?
It says, Stage AE.
Oh, okay.
Pittsburgh. All right.
I went to a show in Pittsburgh one time, and it was at this old church, like down in the downtown district.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty cool venue. It was really weird. It was like this old Gothic church.
I know exactly
that they
what you're
turned
talking
into
about.
That they turned into a venue.
I was at a
it's
cannabis.
Like the old clubs
I was
in
at
New
a
York.
Cannabis event not long ago at that same venue. It was really cool.
Yeah,
in the church.
Yeah, it's super cool. Yeah, it's just like you described
cool,
it, a Gothic church.
Yeah, like big stone arches over top of the stage and everything.
That's a pretty cool mandala pancake you just made.
Like that.
Or is that an Adam? What is that?
Where are we at number seven?
Post Malone.
No, here
Sarkles.
We go.
Of course.
Now we're turning up.
Post.
He had quite the many popular songs last year.
For being the scruffiest looking dude.
Yeah,
spring
break.
In music.
He is.
He sure seems to be going past his looks.
Right. Well,
he looks homeless.
And there's a lot of his songs are in the vein of like all up in your feels type of thing. So
I saw him at Coachella too. Watched the whole show for him.
I like Post Malone. Talented.
Yeah, yeah. It's a real good sound. I just can't get past it. Looking at his face.
Well, I think it's mainly just that we don't. When I hear this, I don't automatically equate it to, you know. You want to match it up in your head, and it doesn't match it up.
Yeah.
This song makes sense to me, how it hit number seven.
Yeah.
This was a huge record.
I believe this
game. Putting on hits for quite some time now, though, man.
I believe
Post Malone.
Did this this album dropped like at the very beginning of the year, didn't it? It was like January, February, something like that.
Educate me a bit here, Busy. Yeah. Post Malone's been dropping his all decade. He's been out for...
Yeah, I don't know about all decade, but, yeah, but for a minute.
Most recently.
I think probably the past five years.
Yeah.
Half a decade at least. He's older.
I know his manager pretty well. Yeah. And they just exploded 1 year.
And boom.
What was the song?
Yeah.
I can't think what the song was. You know, and then they just had all these hits like Rockstar. And,
yeah, I remember all that stuff.
I really dig Sunflower. That was one of my favorites.
Killed it and was on the Spider-Man.
That's right.
The Spider-Man cartoon.
Spider-Verse.
Yeah, Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
That is an awesome. If you haven't seen that, go watch it. It is an awesome movie, I think. It's an animation. It's so good.
I've heard good things about it, but when I read the plot, I'm like, I just can't.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute, you're putting all the cartoon Spider-Men in the same place.
I know.
And I felt like, how that seems like a cheesy attitude or a cheesy idea.
I felt like, the same way, but then I watched it and I was just like, this is awesome. And I'm a huge Spider-Man geek. Like, that's my favorite comic. So I was a hard sell too, for sure, at first. When I read that, I was like, yeah, no.
Yeah, I haven't worked up the gumption to watch it yet. But I'm
I do want to talk about number 6, though.
Do you? What would that be, Charmy?
21 Savage featuring J. Cole.
Oh, boy.
I dig J. Cole a lot.
I'm a huge J. Cole fan.
By the way, I'm a huge J. Cole fan.
21 Savage. He did Drop, right?
Force Drive.
Is he the one that sings Drop?
I don't know what that is.
I'm not sure.
Which one is it? This one?
This is a lot, yeah.
Yeah. And J. Cole, he's like...
Quality lyricist, quality beats.
He'll be around forever. How much money you got? When you talk about like hip-hop artists today who are actually going to stick it out for the long run, like, you know, like they did, like Nas and Jay-Z,
right,
Biggie and all them guys.
J. Cole will stick it out for the long run.
I think that he does have that older hip-hop sound too when he's like in his solo stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
now this track was so big that, you know, it kind of has a chill vibe to it, but I did bang this in the club.
I could see that.
But you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to switch.
Was that you, Charmer?
That wasn't me. Not this time.
Well, we're at number 5?
This is number 6.
Well, we're
number
blowing six. Through this last time.
So top 5. We can at least line it up. Who you got?
My business over
here. I was kind of hoping we get the J. Cole verse here a little bit.
Yeah. Right.
Can we just
you got to skip ahead, though.
Let's skip ahead.
The finger, dude.
This is like
skip ahead to J. Cole's verse.
This is
I
like,
just want to hear a little bit of it.
This is like back when we used to, when Eminem used to feature on all the songs. It's like, don't turn
just
it off
wait,
now.
Just wait, yeah. What are you doing, man? I've been waiting for this whole time.
That's the worst
part. We cannot get out of the car yet. I know we're in the parking lot, but we got to wait.
That's the worst thing when you're in the club, too. You're in the club and you're getting down.
Oh, yeah.
And you've been waiting on that one verse, and then the DJ switches it up right before your verse comes on. You're like, God damn it. Really? Question. How many faking they streams, getting they plays from machines? I can see behind the smoke and mirrors, niggas ain't really big as they seem. I never say anything, everybody got their thing. Some niggas make millions, other niggas make memes. I'm on a money routine, I don't want smoke, I want cream. I don't want no more comparisons, this is a marathon. And I'm aware I've been playing a bet from a lack of promotions. I never was one for the bragging and boasting. I guess I was hoping the music would speak for itself, but the people want everything else. Okay, no problem, I show up on every one album. You know what the outcome will be. I'm betting 1,000, it's got to the point that these rappers don't even like rapping with me. Fuck it, come my nigga, 21 Savage just hit me and told me he sent me a spot on a new record he got. He called it a lot. I open my book and I jot. Pray for Tekashi, they wanting a rap. I picture him inside a cell on a cot, fletting on how he made it to the top. Wondering if it was worth it or not. I pray for Markel because they fucked up his shot. Just want you to know that my nigga, top 20, didn't he?
I know
that you're
special when that little bitch, you know that, my nigga. This is number 6, right?
This is number six.
Now we're heading to the top 5.
I feel like he pretty much just talked about everything that we were just talking about. About his style and how he doesn't, he cares, but he doesn't care about that hype, you know?
I see he's got a new look, too.
Yeah.
Huge for a hip hop record to make the top 10 on the Billboard, guys.
Awesome.
Big deal.
It's still huge in 2019.
I think so. Yeah.
I mean,
it's still. Yes, it's a mainstream, but it's still a subculture of music. You know.
Is it really?
Yeah, I believe so.
And I think this is all depending on what people define hip hop as anymore.
I don't know.
I doubt we see another hip hop record. Is my guess.
The top five, no hip hop record?
Oh, well, yeah. We're going to see one more, but we can debate if that's a hip hop record.
But is it number five?
Right.
What's number five? Hit me up.
Are we into the evolution of hip hop?
I don't know.
Or. Up
for debate.
It's beautiful. I don't know.
At number five, we have the Latin movement that has been sweeping the nation. This Latin movement has been.
I almost spelled the Latin movement.
No. Don't do that. Rosalia, featuring J Balvin.
Rosalia.
Thank you.
Rosalia.
Featuring who?
J Balvin. And that's an ampersand, El Guancho. Con Altura.
Yeah. Good luck with that one, Jay.
I found it.
People putting all kinds of, people putting hashtags and shit in their name now.
Right? Let's jump into it.
Rosalia.
She wants to.
Look, Charmer's lip syncing again.
Pretty good. So this rhythm beat has taken over top 40 music. You know.
Yeah.
I believe.
I feel like that's the Pitbull movement.
Yeah, he was doing this before the 2010s.
Yeah.
Gasolina and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's a. He's
he
like
definitely.
The
I feel like he paved
pioneer,
the way for like the mainstream.
For putting it into the mainstream, definitely.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes. And then when I was living in Miami when Pitbull like popped off.
That sounds wild.
And it took off, took over all of the airwaves.
I'm sure.
Gasolino, Yankee Daddy.
I remember all that.
Yeah.
All that
stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
This girl is a smoke show.
Which one? There's
anyone
10 of them in the fucking picture, dude.
The one singing.
Now, if I'm,
yeah, she is. With the dress, the flames. Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe Rosalia was the title of a Better Than Ezra song back in the 90s. And I also believe Rosalia was the girl in the Copacabana.
Okay.
At the Copacabana.
That's the 70s.
All right.
Now we're spanning the air.
That was Rosalia.
It all comes full circle right now, guys.
That's right. Put the adapter in. All right. It's number five. Rosalia. J Balvin. Here we go. Number four.
Right,
you guys get mesmerized over there, man.
Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus, Old Town Road.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
So this is what I said. This is another hip-hop song in the top ten here. Top five,
debatable.
There seems to be a new genre.
All
emerging.
I'm
going to
say is I'm not going to argue anyone's success, man.
Apparently, there's a Billy Ray Cyrus remix to this.
This is the remix.
Okay.
I mean, it's not really a remix. He just featured on it.
But there seems to be a new genre. Music
one including a Nine Inch Nails sampling.
That is a country rap mix. Have you noticed this?
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of country
yeah.
rap coming out now.
Yeah.
They tried to figure it out a few years ago when Tim McGraw and LL Cool J got together for Accidental Racist.
Oh, that was
an abomination.
That was uncomfortable. However, I do feel like, there are people who did this back in the day, though. I'm trying to think of their name.
But now I feel like the country rap thing is working now.
It took a while. For it to happen.
Oh, good Lord.
Bubba
Sparks. That's exactly what I was thinking
Bubba
of.
Bubba Sparks gets
Bubba Sparks. And this then, is, you know, I feel like Nelly with the country grammar was like a good.
Way back in the day.
You know, southern thing.
This is a Mercury
like
song.
Yeah, let's not play this version.
No.
I know, right?
This is even worse.
Oh, come on, guys.
I ain't going to argue with no one's success, but it is what it is. What's number three?
People like what they like.
Where are we on, number three?
And if it's and if that was number four, then
that
a lot of people like that.
So what's number three? Now we're getting down to nitty gritty.
I mean, I think we've all seen examples of that as well.
Maybe you should judge your own.
That shirt is awesome.
Maybe you should judge your own judgments.
Judge your own judgments.
If it makes
point
number
of yourself, Jay.
If it's making number four in the Billboard charts and you don't like it, but that means the rest of the world does.
I played it in the club every single night. I play Old Town. I do. I play Old Town Road every single night.
Maybe it's because it brings people together, and we are the ones that are trying to be the divide.
Well, I'm not trying to be the divide.
You're getting all up in your emotions now.
Again, I respect your success, man.
All up in your feels, 2019, which is in the past now. What are we going for?
It is what it is.
2020. Number three, guys. Now we're getting down. What is it, Biz?
Number three, we got the Jonas Brothers with Sucker.
I actually have grown to like the Jonas Brothers.
Have you?
You get to see them evolve from, you know, they were another Disney, you know, fabrication.
Like boy band.
And I feel like they just, like, grew into themselves and, like, have been maturing and maybe, you know.
Playing their own instruments, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I think this is a great song.
This is a super catchy.
This got a lot of play on top 40 radio.
This song used to get stuck in my head a lot. All those dolls.
I've never seen this video, though.
Neither have I.
I was going to say, are those the Jonas Brothers dressed all in the pink in the pink skirts?
Yeah, that's the twist.
right? How many brothers are there?
Three.
Are they actual brothers?
I think, right? Isn't there only three?
I believe they are actually brothers.
Yeah, they are just brothers for real.
So you dig the Jonas Brothers, Charmin?
I do. All right. Yeah.
That's cool.
You would be surprised how often women request this song.
I'll bet.
I don't opt to listen to them in my own time, but I'm not mad at it. You know? Like I said, I can.
You ever take a bubble bath outside?
I wish I could take
Well, you have a hot tub in your backyard.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
It's not really outside.
I've never put bubbles in it, but I have spilled mac and cheese in it before.
Oh, awesome.
Do you ever take a mac and cheese bath outside?
Yeah, I kind of
he has.
I kind of was making like a
Bugs Bunny. You boiling the pasta in there?
Yeah, there you go.
Adding the cheese.
It was like a Bugs Bunny stew.
Did you put some carrots and stuff in
there? He's in the tub cutting the carrots.
Yeah, rubbing your armpits with carrots.
The next door neighbor came over with like a giant wooden spoon and just started stirring it.
Cricket paddle.
Chris laughing the whole time.
To improvise.
Fucking drugs.
Jesus.
Who was your favorite Bugs Bunny villain?
The villains?
Oh, boy.
Oh, Yosemite Sam, man.
That's a good one.
Yosemite Sam's awesome.
I really like Elmer Fudd.
They're all great,
though. I
think
Elmer Fudd was probably my favorite.
I mean, Daffy Duck always played an asshole, but he was sometimes a villain.
He was better as Duck Dodgers.
I really like the abominable snowman.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever he showed up,
Bugs as a pet.
Yeah.
You know, I just love
all Marvin. Marvin.
I'm a Looney Tunes nut.
He's a great one, dude. Yeah. Marvin's great. Man.
Was Marvin a hero?
Where was the kaboom?
He was, right? He was the villain against Bugs.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, Marvin was so became so good. Popular. I think he started like getting his own.
He did, segments. Yeah, he did.
His own apparel line.
But originally, I think he was the heel.
Indubitably.
Now we're getting down. Top two. Who we got?
Lizzo. Truth Hurts.
This is the ladies' anthem of 2019, 100% for sure.
I am 100% that bitch. Apparently, 100% of all the women are 100% that bitch now, and I dig that.
Explain.
I'm not. It's a lyric in the song, which actually there was some upset about because.
Charmin's not even lip syncing anymore.
Well,
she's on the mic.
Biz paved the way.
He did.
Go get it then, girl.
That's right. She is paving the way.
This doesn't come up on my feed. No, I don't know anything about this song, to be honest with you.
I heard this. I played it at a wedding and whatnot, but yeah.
I love it.
This 100% gets a play from me every single night that I DJ since it became popular.
Well, this is number two.
Number two.
Number one is what we said, right?
We did. We said it in the beginning. Because I ruined it.
It's fine, though.
But that's all right.
Maybe somebody forgot if they were listening. that what you were doing?
Yes.
Well, she just mentioned number one, but that's fine.
It looks like Charm wants to hear this a little bit more, yeah? You want a little
more
Lizzo?
I'll never say no, but that's,
you know. We've had enough Lizzo for the 2019.
Yeah, did Lizzo, do 2020? Did Lizzo do, wasn't there something like, she gets some press for doing an SNL appearance or something like that?
I don't know about that.
Like a big deal.
I did know that
she blew it up on SNL. It was like an awesome performance or something.
I mean, that sounds about right. There was some controversy over it, that the DNA line, over like credit for that, and she gave co-credit to this chick that helped her write it. But somebody else was trying to say that they wrote it. And it was a whole big thing for a couple weeks.
It was a big
weeks.
Thing? Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's check out number one.
She is another person that I respect for just like unapologetically being herself. You know? I dig it. But anyways, number one, guys.
Again. Billie Eilish, Bad Guy.
You like people that are real, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you?
No, I love fake.
I know. That's,
fake everything.
That explains everything.
Yeah.
Well, I can respect that comment, Charming. For sure.
Real is so boring.
Yeah.
I love characters.
Right?
Yeah, wild craziness.
Speaking of though, Billie Eilish, I mean, she's definitely definitely not afraid to be herself.
I think that's her.
Is a big bumper for you there, Busy?
You think that's herself?
Do you?
Do you get a lot of requests for this?
You're aware of what she looks like, right?
You know, I don't get a lot of requests.
Do you think she just like sits around in the house with a bloody nose, just staring blindly at the wall?
I am.
Really?
That's what she's doing in the video.
This isn't a song that I like played every night. Like I had to play it, but when I did play it, people did enjoy it and groove to it.
Apparently, Billboard thinks much higher of it. She was gonna seduce my dad. She's gonna seduce
my dad. She's also just—it's so nice to see like young people just, you know.
She's the youngest.
She's the youngest, yeah, and she's
born
just
after 2000. First number one hit from someone born after.
Killing it.
Well, I tell you what, she's not invited to my family dinner.
Why?
She said she'd seduce my dad.
But she doesn't worry about that, dude. I mean, seriously.
Let's look at her. I mean, she's obviously depressed.
There you go, Chris.
She obviously needs to see a therapist.
Or smoke a little pot. I don't know.
Yeah.
See, in the world of social media, and we could run down right now and go through all the thousand comments in this video.
I go to YouTube for the comments. I don't know about you guys, but that's the greatest stuff.
It is. But I'm not trying to be judgmental on this and give this thing a fair shake. This is the top 20, according to Billboard 100, of 2019.
I think what sold it was that right there.
That, yeah. It's super catchy. But
no
it's
doubt.
Different,
no
you
doubt.
Know?
It's different from what?
I don't know. It's different from what anything else
from
in
everything
2019.
Else on the top 20? Okay, I'll give you that. This is one of the better tracks to me. In the 20 songs that went down, this one stands out to me more.
It has an upbeat BPM, you know. It's probably sitting at 138, 136, something like that, you know.
You think that fast?
But then you got the drops.
Well, this part. But well, I mean,
part drops, but yeah, before that. This is just half-timed, so probably talking 64 BPM at this or something.
Something like that.
Yeah, this is when Biggie fades in, right?
So, according to Billboard 100, that is the top 20 jams of 2019. Now, we can go a whole another hour or two talking about, as we enter the new decade, 2020s, the 2010s, and I was going down a Spotify list of those, and it's some songs I haven't heard since, you know. 2015, 13, 14, 12, going back, and they were fucking hits. You know?
Songs are forgotten these days because there's so much content that continuously comes out. So, you know, when a song came out in the late 90s or in 2000s, it stuck around for a long period of time. If it was a hit, it's probably still getting played today because those generations of people are still going out and enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
But now a song comes out, and it could have came out 2 years ago, and it's considered old today by kids or younger generations.
Right, I understand.
Yeah.
which is mind-boggling.
Is it mind-boggling to you?
To me,
already.
It is.
But I think that that's because the generation grew up with, like, you know, the technology boom and, like, technology just fading so fast and, like, everything is just instantaneous.
Content,
like,
content.
Yes,
content.
Exactly.
Now this song's still around. This song.
Yeah.
This song is like this generation's, you know.
When we were talking,
yeah, compared to something here.
Dirty Dancing, yeah, soundtrack. Somewhat. I don't know.
Most weddings I get asked to play this.
Yeah.
When we were talking about that venue in Pittsburgh that we were talking about, the Gothic, yeah, Church, that's who I saw there.
Oh, really?
Neon Trees and Walk the Moon and 21 Pilots.
Nice. Is man, that, dude, that's a good show, man. That,
but it was before.
I've heard that song many times, but I was never aware of who sang it.
They were the opener.
2012.
And 21 Pilots hadn't even done their first album yet. Their first album just came out, but they weren't on the radio. So I went to go see Neon Trees.
But this is from 5 years ago.
2012.
You're awesome bands.
That's so cool.
Wow, is that 7 years?
2012.
8 years ago. Jesus.
This song also still gets
played.
Play.
Yes, it does.
This song gets played.
Well, I never really cared for this.
You never cared for this?
This whole thrift shop song.
I thoroughly enjoyed it when it came out.
It was too.
I'm very picky about.
It was too
modern.
Today's
hip hop, but this song sticks out for me.
It has like a corny feel to it.
I thought it was hilarious.
You know, sometimes to me,
the lyrical content was pretty good.
When a song comes out, I mean, when this song came out, I was like, eh, it's cool, it's whatever. But then when you see how a crowd reacts to certain songs for a DJ, that can change your perception of the song.
I can see that. And I mean, just going to a concert in general, seeing an artist live.
This song came up on my 2010 list on Spotify. I totally forgot about it. This song got played the shit out of.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
And I haven't heard it since.
This one got remixed like 10, 15
times. Oh, I got some crazy remixes of this shit.
This guy is actually super talented. Like,
the chick singing with him is super talented,
his
man.
His other songs are really good. Yeah.
He's doing
I saw a male version
of Alanis Morissette here. The video.
Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah, some people got to get naked to be famous. I don't know.
I'm just saying. This song came out like right away on Spotify. I put it in 2010s, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I haven't heard this since then.
I remember I first heard this on a radio station.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this? Nice. And then like, I think it was like a month later.
The chorus is so catchy though, man, you know? But
yeah.
This is also
it's a great breakup song.
How long ago was
it? I think everybody loves a good breakup song.
This is eight,
song,
9
you know?
Years ago, 2011.
Am I wrong?
I feel like I was going through a breakup when the song came out.
Oh, and you were like...
Starting to bring back some post-traumatic stress there, Chris.
Somebody I used to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's taking too long to get the goddamn chorus. At some point,
I thought the video was very artistic.
You like that?
I dug that, yeah.
Yeah?
Some modernism inspiration.
Now, he had other hits beyond this?
I liked Heart's a Mess.
Yeah.
That's one of my other favorite songs by him, but I don't know if that was ever a hit or anything. The video is pretty cool, though, too.
You know, a cool music video from, like, the, I guess it was early 2000s that had a bunch of art in it was Red Hot Chili Peppers, Can't Stop. By the 4-minute sculptures of Edwin Worm or something is at the beginning of the video.
Can't Stop Addicted to the Shindig.
And there's all kinds of crazy sculptures and stuff in the video.
Good stuff.
RHCP, yeah. Forever. The build up.
But now she's
song,
just, you know
so
what?
Good.
I was going through a breakup back then, but now she's just somebody I used to know.
So. There you go.
There you go.
I remember hearing this on K-Rock. This plays on K-Rock in LA before anybody else. I heard it in the background in the printing department at where I worked at. I go, what the fuck is that? When the chorus came on, my mind was blown by this shit, man.
This will forever remind me of living in San Diego.
And there was, for the longest time, I swore this song. I looked it up, tried to Google it, everything. I swore that this was like not a remake, but maybe there was something bitten from another song. Like when you hear the chorus, I'm like, I've heard that chorus before, but I don't know where I've heard it before. It's like an old 70s song or something. I was digging deep and I couldn't find anything, but
they wrote this song about school shootings and specifically, I think, Columbine situation or something.
It's
such a California rock vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fits in the tantrums.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff. Biz, did you ever listen to the Big Sonic Chill?
No.
Radio show? I mean, I know it was San Diego-based, but we were out in California around the same time. I mean, you were there longer, but... That was a great radio show, but they used to have, like, this... It was, like, this vibe. Like, that early indies, like, stuff that was coming out. It was really starting to... There's a lot of
bands that came out where they put an echo on their voice.
There you go.
That's what it is. There's a lot of filtration going on through that microphone.
So from the 2010s, looking back, right now, what would you say is the most requested song you get that comes to mind, Rudy?
In the club? Like a club record?
Yeah, like what's lasted the longest, you think?
The Cardi B movement.
Cardi B thing?
The Cardi B thing is
still
huge. Huge to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Women love that. Women love it, you know?
I can see that. I said she was at the same Coachella, too. And she came out, she was like 8 months pregnant. She's just like sticking that big belly out. She had that big belly out like this. And she could only do like the two-step. That's like the only move she was allowed to do on stage. She had like backup dancers like making up, you know, they were filling the void for her moving around the stage.
That's adorable.
Hey, check it out. Yeah. Guess whose birthday it is?
Hey! What is going on here? Oh, man. Yeah. What is this all about? Look, I done showed up. I showed up late to work.
Happy birthday, Chris.
And I get celebrated anyway.
It's Chris Canfield Day, folks.
Hey! Oh, look at this. I got a thing on my head. A little cone. How about this? Oh, my God. With these noisemakers.
Happy birthday, Christopher.
Oh, well, thank you, guys. I wasn't expecting all this. Huh? I need to make a wish now. Wasn't very hard to blow out.
What are you, 28?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I have attorney's candles upside down. 63.
I don't think that helped the cause.
Yeah. It did not help the cause. Hold on, let me turn this one around this way. I'm 36. There we go. That one helps.
Give or take.
That one helps a little
Give
bit.
Give or take.
Yeah.
Right.
Now I've done put the ashy end of the candle down in the ice cream cake. Nobody wants that piece.
It's Chris Canfield Day, January the 5th.
Well, thank you guys.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Band of Black set this up.
Look, I showed up late because I was having these
Band of Black delivers.
Crab legs.
Oh man, I'm jealous.
Yeah, she asked me what to eat. She made these Alaskan crab legs. You get a chunk of meat out of it. Inches long.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah.
All right.
Well, happy 39 to me. Huh?
It's 39? Yeah.
It's 39.
One more year.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Got a present for you, too.
Jeez.
Oh. Oh.
Oops. Oh.
Jefferson's Ode. The ocean aged at sea.
How do they do that? They just float the barrels in the ocean?
We have to ask Captain what? Mango. Yeah, I guess this comes from a pirate ship. How about that? Whiskey from a pirate ship. An actual pirate ship. Or from the bottom of the sea.
Interesting.
There we go. Chris Canfield Day. Right. Everyone bow.
Bruno Mars, huh?
Bow.
Yeah. There we go. So that was it. We went down 2019 top 20 hits for the, according to Billboard 100. I think there's lots to talk about. Now you think about it. Now you look at the list, you're like, oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that.
What is this? Is this Cardi B's Bruno first Mars. Appearance?
No, that was her duet with Bruno Mars.
But she wasn't pregnant in that one, right? Or is this new?
This is 2 years ago. This is 2018.
Oh, so this was right after
when they did the whole In Living Color.
Now it is the In Living Color,
yeah, intro impersonation there. Yeah.
Bruno Mars. How has Bruno Mars gotten by so long on just ripping off stuff from the past.
Because it sounds so awesome. That's
so all he does. He takes Michael Jackson songs and just collabs them, mashes them together.
But you got to think that's been 30 years. So like these new kids don't even know
Bruno Mars.
You know what I mean? They're like they're irrelevant. Everything you're saying is
mashed together.
I completely agree.
And I love it,
but it's irrelevant to all these younger kids.
Absolutely irrelevant.
You don't think they have any idea that these are just like he just took five songs and just put them in a blender?
Not a clue. Not even.
I told you, Chris.
And right now he's doing it with what? This is Salt and Pepper.
Poison.
This is Poison. Mel Bev DeVoe.
This is 1990.
This is In Living Color.
R&B, hip hop.
He just puts it all in a blender and just mixes it up. And
gets
a
hit.
How does he not get sued for rights?
He writes his own songs, though. What are you talking about?
There's always sampling
music. What are you talking about? He clears it.
But, okay.
Well, you can't. No one owns the new Jack Swing.
No, it's the beat.
You know, the new Jack Swing is just the style.
He wants to be Teddy Riley. He can be Teddy Riley.
Right.
But those are his lyrics. I love it. This is my shit right here. When this came out.
So you're saying that, like, when I think it's a Michael Jackson song that he's doing, he's going with the same style.
That's who he's influenced by.
Yeah, absolutely,
you know?
Man.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah,
I don't like Bruno Mars. No, I thought he was legitimately stealing the music.
He's just rehashing the style, which is great, which lends to my argument that we hit a wall with music, but nonetheless, it still sounds great to me. So, this is Teddy Riley. This is Guy. This is Bell Biv DeVoe. This is Boyz II Men all in one here.
I would argue that half of this song is a beat bitten directly off Poison.
It's in the very same vein. But Poison is a bunch of samples too, dude. If you want to go back and do it.
Music
even the word Poison in the song Poison
that
is not
him.
That's Cool G Rap.
But idea.
In samples. in today's day and age, you would think that if Bell Biv DeVoe were around and they wanted some money and saw that Bruno Mars was making all the money,
but maybe
the
they did.
Brown's still around.
They've been coming to us.
But maybe they did. Maybe they made a deal, dude.
I mean, they come after Robin Thicke.
Yeah. I think that was
unfair.
That was unfair.
Yeah.
I know. Absolutely. Anyway,
I thought that was unfair, too.
I did, too. I didn't need to leave that one alone. They were getting paid from it.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Hey. The Hub Show. 2020. All that good stuff. Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield.
If I had one of those little blowy
things. Happy birthday, Chris.
If I had one of those little blowy things, I'd blow it in the microphone.
I did want to mention Mariah Carey, though. Mariah Carey.
What's she do?
All I Want for Christmas, making it a number one hit for the first time ever.
After, 20 years, right?
That's a failure.
That's pretty cool.
And I think the argument stands that Busy made of, you know, maybe the kids just didn't know, you know, until now. It's 25 years old.
It is what it is, right?
You know?
Some of that stuff is so great.
Congratulations to her. Absolutely. Congratulations to Chris on his birthday.
Yeah.
You made it, Chris,
39,
survived
dude.
Another
That's right.
year.
Yeah.
All did right. it.
Not sure if I'm looking forward to the next one.
You'll be all right. No, shut up. I'm facing it, dude. Downhill, man.
Right.
Congratulations to Biz on making it through the show.
Hopefully.
Yeah, Biz. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate your efforts.
Some questionable
All right, we're out of here. Hub Show, Jay Heiss, Charmer, Grisette, Chris Canfield, and DJ Busy. Later.
You've been listening to the Hub Show podcast with Charming Grisette, Chris Canfield, Jay Heiss, and DJ Busy. And make sure to like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at The Hub Show. Till next time.